Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Chaf Daled, Moed Katan 24. Today's Daf Yomi, we are continuing with the laws of mourning. So we start at the very top of Chaf Daled Amud Aleph, on the top of 24a, and the Gemara asks the following question, or the Gemara records the following question that Rabbi Yochanan asked from Shmuel. So Ba Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question from Shmuel, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, O Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. He says, are there laws of mourning on Shabbos? And the way Tosfos explains it, that the question is whether or not a mourner is required on Shabbos to also observe laws of mourning in private, meaning to say laws of sexual relations between a husband and wife. Or do we say no, there's nothing whatsoever, there's no mourning on Shabbos at all, even in private? So Shmuel taught Amarway Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. Shmuel says there's no laws of mourning on Shabbos at all, and even those things that one is that is in private, the laws of mourning in private, one should still not observe them. However, Rabbi Yochanan did not accept it, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan is of the position that things in private, like relations between a husband and wife, you are supposed to observe those on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that it's not possible to really say that Rabbi Yochanan actually met with Shmuel face to face, because they never actually met, because Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of the Amoraim living in the land of Israel, and Shmuel was his whole life in Babylon. So it must be, Sir Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that he sent him a letter, like we find in Maseches Chul in 95b, a similar thing. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden added that there are some who Rishonim who have a different version of the story, that it was not Rabbi Yochanan, but Mar Yochani who sent this question. And so therefore, it's very unusual that we would see this expression that by Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel, that Rabbi Yochanan asked a question from Shmuel. Says the Gemara, since we've just said this dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel about whether or not one is allowed to, one is required to observe the laws of mourning in private on Shabbos, the Gemara discusses what about during the week one who violates the law of marital relations, having marital relations during their period of mourning. So Yosfi Rabbanon Kamei de Rav Papa, Rabbanon were sitting in front of Rav Papa, V'Kamri Mishmei de Shmuel, and they said a teaching in front of him in the name of Shmuel. Avol Shashimesh Mitas Abimei Evlo Chayev Misa, a mourner who engages in marital relations during his mourning period is going to be liable for death, presumably from heaven. That's how Rashi says it. And Rashi says it's because, even though it doesn't say anywhere, all the laws of mourning are rabbinic, they're not, aside from the first day, nevertheless, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, Poretz Geder Yishchanu Nachash, that somebody who breaks through the fence, who breaches the fence, should be bitten by the snake. And so therefore, presumably, that such a person is, even though it's a rabbinic violation, nevertheless, you're being Poretz Geder, you're breaking through the laws of the rabbis. So therefore, he's Chayev Misa. So Amruhu Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, no, he's not that he's liable for death. Aser Itmar. It's prohibited, but not this very strong prohibition, such that you're liable for death. And furthermore, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Itmar. Furthermore, you made a second mistake. It wasn't taught by Shmuel, but it was taught by Rabbi Yochanan. The Ish Milchu, and if you heard such a law that you're liable for death in mourning, Mishmei de Shmuel, if you heard such a teaching from Shmuel that you're liable for death for violating laws of mourning, this is what you actually heard. Amar of Tachlifa bar Avimi, Amar Shmuel, Avil Shalo Para v'Shalo Peram Chayav Misa, a mourner who did not allow his hair to grow long, but rather shaved his hair, and he did not tear his garments for his dead relative, Chayav Misa, such a mourner is going to be liable for death from heaven. Because it states by the death of Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aaron, that Moshe said to Aaron and his children, Rashechem al tifrau, uvigdechem al tifrom uvlo tamusu. It says, your heads you shall not grow wild, and your garments you shall not tear, so you don't tie. This is what he said to Eleazar, Tamar, and Aaron after the death of Nadav and Avihu. And we learn from the verse is implying that even your heads you should not grow long, and your hair And your clothes you shall not tear, because you are not going to be considered in the laws of mourning. Ha'acher shel parv shel pireim chayev misa, because it says specifically that if you do this to Aaron, you will be liable for death. So we see somebody who doesn't do this will be liable for death. That's what Shmuel taught. So therefore, the implication is that, even though this is not the literal explanation, but Shmuel was saying the hint from the verse is that a regular mourner who doesn't observe the laws of mourning would be liable for death, unlike Aaron and his sons, who are liable for death if they do observe the laws of mourning. So the Gemara brings a braisa that says that also with respect to tashmish hamita, with respect to marital relations. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Tana be'evil rabasi. So we learned in this work called evil rabasi. What is this? So Rashi says that this is Maseches Smachos, and in our edition of it, it's divided into two different works. The first work is called Maseches Smachos, and the second part is called evil rabasi. And it says in these work, avo aser l'shamash mita. So a mourner is prohibited to engage in marital relations b'mei avo in his days of mourning. U'maisi be'echad shishimash mita so b'mei avo. And there was a case with a mourner who did engage in marital relations with Shamtu Chazirim Eskviaso, and his body was torn apart by pigs. It doesn't say whether that happened before his death or is after his death, and hopefully we say it was after his death. Meaning after his death, not that we hope that it happened after his death, God forbid. We don't hope anything bad for somebody, but that would be better than before his death. So obviously, all punishments are from Hashem. We don't pass judgment like that, God forbid.